Today, we're taking you on a school field trip. First, we'll stop by a shark tank before heading to the moon. What? You want to swing by the Eiffel Tower on the way? No problem. Some Anchorage schools are experimenting with virtual reality, and Alaska Public Media's Ann Hillman went along for the ride.
A group of 5th and 6th graders sit in the Aquarian School Library. At least their physical bodies are there. What they see is...
Whoa! Oh my God, there's Earth.
Where?
It's right there. Look on your side. It's so small.
Naishri Hardy and Shelby Kraft are on their way to the moon. Pressed to their faces are small cardboard boxes that are shaped like heavy-duty goggles. The kids look through small plastic lenses into a sideways cell phone that shows 360-degree images of space. As they move their heads, they see different views. The moon over that way, stars up above.
It's weird looking down and not being able to see yourself.
It's very dark.
Very dark.
Is it disorienting using this thing?
A little bit. It's like you're there, but you're not really there, but you want to be there.
The students are experimenting with Google's new virtual reality program, Expeditions. The company and its partners have created more than 150 virtual tours of everything from coral reefs to the peaks of Everest and the Great Wall of China to Machu Picchu. English classes can visit literary sites in London. Science classes can check out dinosaur fossils at the Natural History Museum in New York City. Google used high-definition 360-degree cameras that capture an area from all angles. With the simulator, you can't interact with anything, but you feel like you're in the space. Ross Johnson, with the Educational Technology Department at the Anchorage School District, says his department is exploring the technology because it gives students a chance to experience the world beyond Alaska.
It's kind of in its infancy right now, so we're really doing a lot of testing with it and looking at it to see what we can do with it. I think it's a great technology just to be able to get students to see things that they usually don't get to see.
Though the device holders are relatively cheap, about $30 for plastic versions, in order for the program to work, the teacher needs to have an Android tablet that's connected via router to Android phones. Johnson says they're looking into ways to make it available throughout the district. The program is still in its beta form. Google is doing test runs with schools around the world, but it's not publicly available yet. After the kids leave the moon, they make one last stop, the Congo. The room erupts into chaos as the kids notice a mountain gorilla right next to them.
You're not expecting it. It's just like right in your face.
It was right there.
It looks so real.
Naishri shrieks along with the crowd, but loves it.
I never thought I'd be able to like see these things, but you know, with this, we can. It's cool.
Students in Wasilla and at UAA will also test out the devices. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.